I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. This is great weather for March break. It is sunny outside, hardly any clouds. A bit windy, but that is perfect for flying my kite. The high temperature is around 11 degrees. At night, the temperature dips just below zero, minus one to be exact. Expect double digits the next couple of days. Catch me again tomorrow on Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
Finn with your daily forecast, kicking off another edition of Yow, your Ottawa webcast. Hey there, it's Milkman John Milky.
And I'm Zoe.
Yes, you are. And you asked a great question yesterday because you had coupons from McDonald's. You had the Ontario version of the coupon. You had the Quebec version of the coupon, and there was a price difference.
There was. Mm-hmm. And it was not in favor of the Ontario people.
So, we asked you, the listener, what's going on here? What do you think? A lot of people said it's taxes. And
see, that's what we thought. Yeah. That's what me and Mr. Handsome were saying. But you did the research.
It says right on the coupon, taxes extra.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they do pay more taxes on the Quebec side. But as was pointed out after I got all snotty about that,
it's because we, the taxes are not calculated in there, blah, blah.
They said, yeah, but the taxes are paid on the acquisition of the food and the buns and the transportation, et cetera, et cetera. So, okay, good, valid point. Here's what people said. Combos are now a small drinks and fries. It's extra for medium or large.
Those ones were for a medium.
Hang on. Let's just move on. Chrissy says apparently most things are expensive in Quebec. Roxanne says same with Timmy's. It's always more expensive on the Quebec side. Mike, who's a workout fanatic, says, I prefer to skip and just watch my diet. Thanks, Mike. Helpful.
Yeah, well, it's also called a cheat day, Mike. All right? And we were having a cheat Sunday. So thanks. I work out every day, too.
Nancy has seen similar comments and posts regarding other fast food chains. Prices differ from region to region. She says, why? I don't know. And I think we talked about that yesterday, too, because initially when you brought this to my attention, mm-hmm. I found like one story that addressed it, and they'd gone to several McDonald's in the Calgary area, and there was a price difference even in the in that same city for the cost of like a six-piece nuggets.
Yeah.
And they said that was due to franchisees being able to set their own prices within some limits.
Yeah, I don't believe that the coupons come from a particular McDonald's, though, because they get, like, it doesn't say you have to go use this at the Bronson
right.
location or you have to go use this at the Hull location, So
It's some agreed upon marketing strategy.
I still just don't understand the whole taxes thing because the Ontario ones are more expensive plus the, like, tax. And, like, yes, the Quebec ones were very similar in price, even though they were slightly lower and they, like, pay more tax. I don't get it.
Lorraine looked into this before. She says she was told they survey socioeconomic levels of people in each area and they charge according to that. She says grocery stores apparently do the same thing. Mario says in Ottawa, not one McDonald's is the same price as others in the city. I was given a McDonald's gift card for my birthday a little while ago. It's burning a hole in my pocket. I want to put this to the test and see. He says breakfast sandwich and medium coffee, $7.25 after tax at Robertson and Moody. He says it's $7.87 after tax for the same items at Bank and Hunt Club.
Okay, so this is sounding very similar to like the Calgary study that you were looking at. Yeah.
You have questions. We have answers. We are Yow, your Ottawa webcast. Yowshow.ca. Hey, Zoe, as always, I decided to poke the bear a little bit.
Of course you did.
I went on Facebook today and I asked, Ottawa really, really in all caps, Ottawa really needs blank.
Oh, God, I already can tell what like some of these messages are going to be.
I know, right?
To look at them.
All right, what do you think people are going to say?
They're going to probably it's pretty generalized, but just be like more fun. And it's kind of like a stab in the heart because I think we're fun. So there's some more fun for you. And I try every week to give you guys fun
weekend. That's exactly my response. And yes, we certainly got that. So my question to people who say Ottawa needs more entertainment, more nightlife. Well, the nightlife that is here right now, Are you supporting it, or are you sitting at home waiting until we have Las Vegas North going on here? Like, what's it going to take for you? Like, we got a comedy night tonight, by the way. No Forks Given. It's no cover. Zoe, you've been there. It's a great little spot. The food is fantastic. It's a wonderful room for stand-up comedy. David Brennan is on stage tonight. I mean, this is like a top comedian in Canada right now. Bobby Knopf is on stage tonight. Aaron Hill. These are like some of the top working comedians, not just in Ottawa, but in the country right now. It's a free show. Are you coming out if you want better entertainment in Ottawa? If that's your claim, let's see what people said. Ottawa needs a life, says Randy.
Yeah. I don't think Randy's looking hard enough for the life that's around, but sorry, Randy.
A working transit system. That one's got a few.
Okay, that one's fair. Yeah. Honestly, that's a fair shot.
Allison wants more pubs.
Okay, Allison, we just brought up No Forks Given. Please make your way down tonight. Free show. But I think we have more than enough pubs. Like, I could throw a rock and hit a pub in this city. We have so many, like, microbreweries. Yeah, there's just so many places. Like,
I often talk about when I was in Myrtle Beach, and, you know, like, you'd drive down the main drag and you'd have like a place selling U.S. flags. Next door to it is a tax place. Then you got a liquor store. Then you got a gun store. And it's like, you know, we're just constantly 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. In Ottawa, it's vape shops. It's
pot shops.
Yeah. Pot shops. Right. So vape, pot shop, coffee shop, pub. Beaver Tails. Lisa says a better nightlife so we can get out of this so-called sleepy town. Dominique agrees. Okay, again, are you two coming out tonight?
Yeah.
Just saying. What does Ottawa really need? Cheryl answers by saying this. To get laid.
I mean, I get pretty well laid in the city, so I don't know what your issue is.
Well, don't hold back on us, Zoe, okay?
I guess is what she's saying is we're just, like, uptight in the city, which is, we're a government city.
I think that's what she's saying, you know, all these, you know, whiners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Y'all need to just get laid a little bit. Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
A hockey team, says Keith, diehard Montreal Canadiens fan. Kiss my ass, Keith.
Keith is good friends with us, so we can say that just for context. But also, he's a Montreal Canadiens fan, so that's also.
I don't have a clue who this man is. What are you referring to? What? Mm-hmm. By the way, not that Keith that joins us on Fridays. This is another Keith.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Keith.
Yeah, although
I confused the Keith.
He and his wife are both good friends of mine, so there's that. A huge old school arcade like back in the 90s, says Cody, and then it's been pointed out to him that House of Targ is exactly
I was just
that.
About to say yeah, the yeah. same thing. Yeah, and also the pierogies there, oh, so good.
I've heard that.
So good. Yeah? So good.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was under the impression it was strictly pinball.
It's not strictly pinball. It's got like Galaga, like all the like old fashioned, like Dig Dug, like all the classics. But I think they still do it. I could be wrong, but on Sundays it's free play with cover. So if you go and pay $5 to get in the door, every game you can play is free instead of having to like pay per game. So
worth looking into. And they're right across from the Mayfair. Yeah. I know that they've got a relationship back and forth. So sometimes you can get like a movie and House of Targ deal, et cetera, going on.
And if you're not feeling pierogies, I'm pretty sure there's a wicked chip truck right outside as well. So
the yellow one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Less bylaws has been suggested. You're not wrong there. We're going to get into that in a bit. Entertainment complex, better leadership, to spend a bit of money cleaning up the city. It looks run down when I was there the last time. Really?
Okay, we said one thing.
All right, here's one thing.
You're overdoing it a bit.
Here's one thing, and I'm surprised it took this long for it to come up. Are you ready?
Mm.
Get rid of Justin Trudeau.
Oh, God, I don't want to hear it.
One person said it, second person said it, third person said it, fourth.
Snore, get a new friggin' storyline. The election's coming, get ready.
There you go. Your responses to our question today on Facebook. Ottawa really needs blank. Faces Magazine Awards were on Friday night, and for a second year in a row, good friend of the radio station that I run, Julie Pettigrew from Devotion Dance, Best Low Mobility Dance Instructor of the Year, Faces Magazine, joins us right now on Yow! Hey, Julie.
Hey, how's everyone?
So congratulations. Tell us about Devotion Dance Studio first off.
Well, Devotion Dance Studio, we started up in 2018, at the end of 2018. 2019 was our first full season. And the way we wanted to build the studio was that everybody was welcome to come dance. It didn't matter if you didn't have dance training, if you do have dance training, if you're young, you're old, if you have no mobility, if you were in a wheelchair, we wanted to open it up to everyone. And then we went through the COVID years, and those were tough.
Yes.
But now we see a progression of us growing, and we just want to do more.
And the new studio is located in Kanata. What's the address?
It's 100 Castle Frank, Unit 4.
You talked about people who have low mobility. Describe a low mobility person. Are we talking seniors? Are we talking, people who use canes, who, like you are in a chair, et cetera?
Low mobility is a wide range of people. It could be someone that's suffering from depression, who has problems getting out of bed, and they need that mobility, to someone that's walking in a cane, and we rehabilitate them to actually get into a dance class, like a regular one, or a walker, which we've done. This past year, we had a student, and they came in the first day with a walker, and now she's in the regular dance classes.
Oh, that's amazing. So we rehabilitated
her to that. And then we also deal with seniors, with like Alzheimer's and people who are in wheelchairs. So last year we had a really young guy, and he, did as much as he could from his chair with his mobility, and it was fantastic. He was so happy, thrilled to be on the stage. And yeah, that's what this is about. It doesn't matter, who you are, just come to the studio. Let's have a little fun.
Yeah, that's so cool. Honestly, I mean, for yourself anyways, like when you had the surgery and stuff, and like you said, people with depression come to these classes, how yourself did you kind of like pull yourself out of probably what was a tough spot and get back into doing dance again?
So in 2020, I got my first like surgery, which they put a plate and pin. And then I've had two more surgeries on top of that, because my health had declined. During that time, I was very depressed. I was told I would never dance. I would never walk. I'm able to walk a little bit. And what I did is I started searching for mentors, or somebody that was in my situation that wanted to dance. And I did find mentors. I found an organization, which I became a Boundless Babe from, which was the Rolettes. And they're based out of LA. But I did mentor sessions every month with a bunch of people from around the world with the same thing, that we just want to dance. And then we had our one-on-one with mentors, and that really got me out of my funk and really started to open my eyes that this could be a thing. My training did not, stop when I had my first leg surgery. It's going to continue, and I'm going to more adapt, and I have bigger and better things that I'm working on for the new year.
Yeah, your resilience is remarkable, and it's really cool that now you're mentoring other people to get out of, like you said, that funk.
Julie Pettigrew is our guest. She runs Devotion Dance Company. They are based out of Kanata. What's the website for you guys, Julie?
It's devotiondance.ca.
And you've adapted to dancing in a wheelchair, et cetera. What was the toughest part of that?
Learning movement again, learning that you can use your full movement of your upper body, learning to adapt the chair, wheelchair. It's very hard to turn the chair. It's very hard to, get that chair to make a full circle. So those were things I really had to learn. I also had to build up my upper body strength incredibly in order for me to do this. So, and then I just, kept building on that. So that's kind of, one of my challenges was I had to relearn how to use my upper body and the wheelchair at the same time. And it took quite a bit to learn, but I'm glad I did it.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a hell of an arm workout for sure. Your arms must look fabulous.
They are getting bigger. I thought they'd get smaller, but they're getting bigger.
Love that.
Because upper body would not ordinarily be something a dancer would focus on. Now, as a business owner, Tell us what it means to be recognized with an award like Best Low Mobility Dance Instructor. What does that award mean to you?
It's honoring. It means that I'm being recognized in the community for the work that I do. I have a really amazing dance family, and they support me, and it means the world. It means that what I'm doing is right, and what I'm doing, I need to keep doing, because there is a market for it, and there are people out there that just need the help.
Named Ottawa's Best Low Mobility Dance Instructor for a second year in a row. Julie Pettigrew joins us. She is at devotiondance.ca. Congrats.
Thank you.
This is Josh from the Mayfair Theater. We're located at 1074 Bank Street near Sunnyside. The following are the films in our schedule from Friday, March 8th through Thursday, March 14th. A packed program this week with the Ottawa premiere of 500 Days in the Wild, Perfect Days, Oscar nominee for Best International Feature. Our John Carpenter Film Fest continues with the 4K restoration of Escape from New York, the reprise presentation of One from the Heart, the little scene 1981 Francis Ford Coppola classic, the 170th screening of The Room, Saturday Night Cinema, our Free for Members, Members Only Secret Late Late Movie presentation, March break screenings of The Boy and the Heron and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, both Oscar nominees for Best Animated Feature, and our live stream presentation of the Academy Awards. For more information on these and other upcoming films, we can be found online at mayfairtheatre.ca, and you can listen to the weekly Mayfair Theater podcast, available from your favorite podcast app.
I understand you have created a Reddit account for us.
I have, so I'm definitely going to be putting it up on the Ottawa page that I'm very commonly like on, just to get the you know,
to interact.
411. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I really interact, but I just read what's going on. Like, there was one a couple days ago I did want to interact with, because they were going to the podcast and radio broadcasting program at Algonquin College.
Cool.
I should send that to you. Yeah. They were asking for like advice and tips.
Focus on the podcast, less on the broadcast. You're welcome. If that wasn't already obvious based on the number of cutbacks.
Well, I wanted to mention that the prof is a fantastic person. He's wonderful. And
Dan Mellon's all right. You're just kissing his ass because we're going to make a road trip to Kempville where he lives. We may have to drop in on him.
But also because, I mean, like, I just really enjoyed that program. And you get to know your classmates very closely because you spend a lot of time with them. I don't know what it's like after the pandemic, but I know what it was like before. And you were there 24/7 pretty much.
Yeah, it was a little weird during the pandemic, but it's pretty much back to what it was now. So, yes, look for us on Reddit. Zoe is going to, you're going to manage that on our behalf. Just beware. I know you're already bracing for it. You're going to encounter some interesting commenters.
Oh yeah, there's interesting commenters everywhere.
Just be ready for it.
But be forewarned, I've got a rage that sometimes can not be controlled.
All right. Hey, here's a fun thing I read on Reddit. I love this. What is badly named and what is a better name for it? You ready for some giggles?
Yes, definitely.
Some great answers here. So, badly named, better name for it. Dentures, this person says, should be substitutes.
That's a good one.
Right?
I was thinking bitey bites or something.
Hey, I like that. Bitey bites. Jet ski is a dumb name. Obviously, this person says, it's a motorcycle.
Yes, agreed.
I am forever going to call them that for the rest of my life. Thank you.
Yep.
We read it on Reddit. Weather forecast is boring. You paying attention, Finn? Weather forecast is boring. Weather prophecy is awesome.
Do a weather reading. We're going to bring out the cards and tell you.
A little crystal ball of weather. Nice.
Ooh.
Crystal ball is a little cloudy today and humid.
I think you just need to wipe it. Speaking of,
wet wipes sounds gross. We should just call them cleanums.
Cleanums.
Not a horrible suggestion. Astronomers. Astronomers should be called scientists.
That's a good one. I think Neil deGrasse Tyson would agree with that.
Oh, why did that not make it to Big Bang Theory? That's gold. Hemorrhoids should be asteroids, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This one cracks me up. Mailman should have been male.
Well, that depends on how PC you want to go with that. But
you could also have male. You could also have male, female, right? M-A-I-L, M-A-L-E, M-A-I-L, F-E-M-A-L-E.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I feel like I'm the host of a spelling bee all of a sudden. Forks should be called stabby grabbies. That sounds like something you'd say.
Yes, yeah. Can you grab me a stabby grabby?
And I honestly thought, Zoe, for I don't know how many years, that I was the only person who thought this. All right? What is badly named and a better name for it? W really is more of a double V than it is a double U. Yes! Yes! Yes, it is! Yes, it is!
Okay, yeah. I mean, it depends on the font, because I feel like in cursive, it's very U-ish.
Yeah, okay.
I could be wrong. No, I don't really write in cursive. I print a lot, and my printing goes from capital to lowercase quite a bit, so...
My printing is just illegible, but anyway. Yeah, you're right. You know what? It depends on the font. Good point.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Watch for us on Reddit.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets and news, morsels of information ready for you.
That is the cheeriest intro to what are some really, really not good stories today on the show.
Oh, I think they were better than yesterday's.
What did we talk about yesterday?
There was a long time ago. Like really sad accidents over the weekend. Yeah.
Well, you know what? When you put it in perspective like that, you're right. This is a little better news. It's not great news. So if you've got old tickets and fines that have not been paid, parking tickets, water bills, etc., you better get them paid. You have been sent an invoice from the city, and they have notified you. If this is not paid, we now have a collections company working for us. And as people are discovering, when you don't pay that, now that you're dealing with a collections agency, it affects your credit score.
So speaking of, did you pay that parking ticket you got a couple weeks ago?
I did. Thanks for rubbing that in. Yes, I did.
Just make it sure. Don't want you to end up at a collections agency.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah, I did. So make sure if you get that invoice, pay it. Otherwise, it's going to collections and that's trouble. I've been in my 20s. I spent a lot of time with collections agencies. You don't want that. Yes, you are paying a lot for rent. The average rental price in Ottawa in February, $2,193. A year ago, that was 10.5% less.
Yeah, I know.
People are doing it, man.
Excited, of course, to move in with Mr. Handsome, but also terrified to let go of my very rent-controlled apartment from prior to the 2021 jump in.
Yeah, you're kind of in that Monica situation, right? Like, you've been there so long. You know, like Monica's apartment on Friends, her grandmother had that ahead of her, so she never had a rent increase. If you're heading to No Forks Given tonight for our comedy show, there's a plug. And if you typically go like Main Street to Greenfield and Lee's, just a reminder, that whole stretch towards the Queensway, etc., that is now closed for reconstruction work, making it even more fun. They also have Colonel By closed at the end of Main Street. So I don't know how we're going to get there tonight, but we'll figure that out.
And as always, we only have two seasons here in Ottawa, winter and construction. So
that
it looks like
correct.
We're into the construction season, everyone.
Yep.
Buckle up.
what do I wear for that? I'm not sure.
I think it's like an orange, yellow, hard hat, very Eau Couture vibe.
Okay. Flashy. All right. I got a question about this next story. I'm hoping you can make sense of it for me because I can't make any sense of this. So an Ottawa woman has been handed a 30-day license suspension. Okay. She was caught speeding on the 416. She was 68 kilometers over the speed limit. The vehicle
that
impounded for
out.
14 days. Yep, faces a max minimum $2,000 fine and 6 demerit points if convicted. But officers also discovered that the 23-year-old woman was unlicensed. So how do you suspend a license if the person doesn't have a license? I don't understand.
See, so I just like, I don't know why my brain goes to this, maybe because I listen to a lot of murder podcasts, but okay. Like, it's like time served, like, you know, like how they're like, oh, okay, consecutively, like time served, you only have to spend this amount of time in jail because you've already served this amount of time during the proceedings. So maybe it's like not that. For her, it's like, okay, so until you get your license renewed, that's when your suspension starts. Not from when you got the ticket or got
Kind of like Shane Pinto of the Senators had to serve his suspension before he actually signed his contract. It makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah.
And you know what? There are so many people out there who don't have their licenses but drive anyway. They just don't care. Makes me crazy. But yeah, that's an interesting one. Okay, so we've suspended her license even though she doesn't have a license. Okay. Someone, I'm sure, will explain that to us.
Start learning to cry, girl, before you go to court. Start learning to cry.
A better suggestion. Pleading. Start learning the transit system or Uber. Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
And our last news nugget tonight, the Penguins are in town taking on the Sens. Game time is 7 p.m. out at the CTC.
Let's hope for a win for the Sens.
Yeah. Why start now?
Get those W's, boys.
They're V's. They're double V's.
Okay.
We talked about this. Kind of quiet day in the nation's capital today, but I think we've done all right finding some information to give to our four listeners, Zoe. We're up to four now, by the way.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to follow that up.
One more than we had a month ago. No Forks Given tonight is where you will find me sitting in the corner doing the audio production. If you want to sit at my table, you're more than welcome to. I sit amongst Zoe's haters. They're not really her haters. They're actually her little fan club. So, yes, Cliff will be there tonight. I'm sure Renee will be there tonight as well. And some great stand-up comedy. And it's free. Right, so there's no cover, so there's that. Don't forget, share the podcast with your friends. We are on yowshow.ca and Spotify as well. Let's end things off. We haven't done this in a while. Some memes we've seen.
That awkward moment when you drive your Chevy into the levee and the levee isn't dry. This is what happens when you drink whiskey and rye.
Do you even know that song?
I thought you'd like that one. Yes, of course I do. I thought that's why you'd like it.
Because it's old like me. A belly button is basically a scar from when you got into a knife fight with a guy in a mask after being evicted from your first place.
That is very, that checks out.
Yeah, succinct, I believe is the word, yeah.
Bro, why is spring and winter arguing over custody right now?
Speaking of succinct, yes. You know you're getting old when you clean to the music you used to drink to. Amen. Memes we've seen.
It's like winter is mad and keeps storming out, then comes back and yelling, and another thing.
That's me in an argument every single time. Let me see. Memes we've seen. No, that's a dirty picture. Let me just scroll past that. When two people argue online, I believe whomever spells correctly.
Like, just, like, spell the argument? No. Like, word argument?
No. The person who's misspelling. No. It's not funny if I have to explain it. The listener's laughing.
That's true.
Yeah. You got one more for
us?
That's
good. Nope. That's it for me.
All right. Then you want to sign off the show?
Yep. If you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Oh, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.